Yes, it's actually really interesting because Moshe Ya'alon, as you said, was former defense minister, but he was also the former chief of staff of the IDF. And when he retired as chief of staff in the IDF, he came to Australia. And so now that he has retired as former as a defense minister, he once again has come to Australia. So it seems to be making this a bit of a pilgrimage after he retires from a high-ranking job in Israel.
And what did he tell the Australian Jewish News?
It's exactly what he said. He said it's become a tradition to come to Australia immediately after any term in Israel. It's well known in Israel that the Australian Jewish community is very committed to the state of Israel, very Zionist. I'm glad to be here in Australia to experience it.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, visiting Yazidi freedom campaigner, 21-year-old Nadia Murad, who saw her family slaughtered and was captured and held as a sex slave by Daesh, met with 88-year-old Holocaust survivor Luba Marchik in Sydney. The front page photo of the AJN tells the story.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What happened was Luba's granddaughter, Nikki, was taking Nadia to some meeting and said to Nadia, have you ever met a Holocaust survivor? And she said no. And so she arranged the meeting with her grandmother and Nadia. And it was just an unbelievable meeting. It was difficult for them to talk to each other, but it was really emotional. You can really see in the faces how emotional it was.
I know. I thought it was an amazing photo. I think the Australian Jewish News always depict a whole situation, history on the front pages. The photos are amazing. I just looked at the photo for a few minutes to absorb the expressions and the faces, and it's incredible.
It really is just an amazing situation. I mean, obviously, ISIS and the Nazis, they're a very, very different thing. But the fact is, these people have both survived unbelievable atrocities and come out the other side.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, deputy editor of the AJN. Rabbi Slavin and Rebbetzin Leah were honored by Waverley Council as recognition of their communal efforts with a plaque that was unveiled on the Bondi Beach promenade.
That's right, and I encourage everybody to go down to Bondi Beach. It's really very close to the pavilion. On the ground, you'll see a nice plaque dedicated to Rabbi Slavin, the Mountain Kitchen, who has done some unbelievable work for the community over the many years he's been there and now running the Yeshiva Center as well.
Can you tell us about him?
Look, he used to be a sidekick, one would say, to Rabbi Pinchas Selman, and more recently he's taken over the center, taken over the school, and he started Our Big Kitchen himself. Our Big Kitchen is a kitchen used by a lot of people within and outside the community to make food for homeless people, or when there are bushfires and things, they make food for either those in need or the firefighters themselves. They also have some caterers out of the kitchen. It's an amazing facility there in Flood Street.
Congratulations to Rabbi Slavin and Rebbetzin Leah Slavin. They really do incredible work for the community and also for the general community, because everybody is using the Big Kitchen, Our Big Kitchen.
That's right. It really is a great facility.
Josh, 25 years since the stabbing murder of Australian Yankel Rosenbaum, who was murdered in Crown Heights in New York. I remember reporting his tragic death on SBS radio.
Look, I've got to be honest. I'm 32 years old. So for myself, I wasn't, let's say, watching TV news at the time. So this is such an interesting story for me. I'm sure a lot of other young people that maybe don't remember it. But he's brother has flown to America and met the brother of another man that was killed. And it's been an amazing experience.
Can you remind our listeners the circumstances of his death?
Yes, I can. He's a Melbourne graduate student. He was completing his Hasidic studies in New York when he was attacked by a mob in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Crown Heights on August 19, 1991, while his assailant was shouting, "Kill the Jews," and unfortunately he was fatally stabbed. The attack occurred during 3 days of riots, which broke out after a vehicle in the motor car of the Babitcher Rebbe was forced to swerve to avoid a collision with another car and accidentally ran down and killed an American child, a 7-year-old.
25 years gone by. It's just amazing how the time goes.
Yeah, it really is.
Josh, what's about some news regarding sports?
It's very rare outside the Olympic Center that we discuss sport in the Jewish community. We're not always the best at it. But a young futsal player named Jared Bazka has been selected in the Australian squad going to the FIFA Futsal World Cup in Colombia. He's going to represent his nation, and Australia will hopefully bring home the FIFA World Cup in futsal, even if we can't do it in football. And it's quite exciting. That tournament runs from September 10 until October 1.
Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.